Hey everybody, and welcome to a super fun and our last Survivor show of the season. If you guys want to watch any of our past Survivor shows back or read Melissa's hysterical blogs, check out yourrealityrecaps.com/survivor. And if you're watching on YouTube, you can click on these buttons, thumbs up and subscribe, iTunes 5-star rating, and a nice review is awesome too. Lastly, the best thing you can do to support our shows is become a patron, yourrealityrecaps.com/patron. You get access to the patron group, shows, content only for patrons. Also want to let you guys know, if you want to be a Big Brother 18 live feed updater, check out yourrealityrecaps.com/BB18updates. And if you want to help support us and buy the feeds from us, check out yourrealityrecaps.com/feeds. It brings you right to CBS, and you buy the feeds through us, and it really helps us out. We're doing so much crazy stuff for that. Since you guys are here in You Now, Right Now, make sure you become a fan so that you don't miss any of our future shows. Tomorrow night, we're live with Kelsey from Big Brother Canada. And Friday, we are live with Maddie. And now, we're going to bring on John and his mom, so don't forget to spread the word. I'm going to get out of the way and turn it over to your... Oh, and by the way, let me say this, because I don't know, it's a touchy subject. You do want to go back and watch the past episodes. There was a lot of drama. John kidnapped his mom. John's mom kidnapped him back. She was in a hole. There's a whole big... You're going to want to go watch those shows back. Anyway, without further ado, to wrap up our Survivor season, here's John. And get ready for it. His mother.
Hey, Eric. So excited to be talking Survivor. We made it to Ponderosa.
Oh, we did.
And it was a journey. Oh gosh.
Guys, I feel like it's still crawling on.
I know. We've covered our ears because of all of the injuries.
Oh, God. I know. You know, I still can't get over poor Jennifer. This feels like something's crawling on me.
I know, but I think we got our dates wrong because no one's here.
I know. Where is everyone?
You know, all there is a bag of M&Ms that's left over, a case of Pellegrino, and a first aid kit.
No Dr. Joe.
No Dr. Joe.
No.
No. That's all there is. I know. So.
A little time lapse here.
So the local tribes did make us do an immunity challenge, and my mother won.
I won.
So there's her immunity necklace.
I won. I think I won because I was still alive.
It's true. Yes. I had died and had to be brought back to life.
That's another show.
It's another show. It's a Jon Snow Game of Thrones show.
Spelled the same way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's how I lost my H. I used to be John J. O. H. But when I came back to life, I lost my H.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
Just teasing.
That was Kayla.
These things are falling off.
These things are just crazy. They're just everywhere.
My God.
Our helicopter.
A season of Survivor. So, you know, you weren't on the last show. I'm going to have some of this Pellegrino that's here. There's just cases of it. It's just dirty and dusty here at the Ponderosa. But you might have a little critter in your hair.
Yeah. My ear. Go ahead.
So you weren't on our last show, but I did read your text on who were your top three. Were you shocked how things turned out?
Absolutely shocked.
What shocked you the most, like the first 30 minutes of Survivor?
Well, no one was medevac for one.
Well, that's true. No one was medevac.
No medevac.
So we saw, you know, they've been out there for like 38 days. The votes were split. Sydney and Aubrey,
mm-hmm.
had to make fire.
Yes. And, you know, wasn't that strange? They spent the whole time complaining about Joe and that fire. How hot they were. How watching Joe. How everything about fire. And what happens?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta make fire.
And Sydney couldn't.
Well, she never made fire there. She just watched Joe and complained about how hot it was. Just what?
Never.
Just,
were you shocked that after everything Sydney had done up to that point, that is what took her out of the game?
She only won one challenge.
Like, did what? She?
Yes.
I think the mosquitoes and the heat are getting to me with my Nemo bandages and my Nemo and Dory bandages.
I'm gonna have to do something with
it. I know, it's quite warm here at the Ponderosa. Here,
yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know if you had checked it out, but you know, they have videos when they first get voted out, and they have a little video of the Ponderosa. Sydney was actually really sweet and diplomatic about the way she went out. She was fine with it. She was just disappointed, like kind of how she was at the finale.
Well, here we are. She was not prepared.
At 38 days, she wasn't prepared.
She wasn't prepared to use a flint. Isn't that like rule one, the survivor?
Well, the thing is that she knew not to eat so much beef. She couldn't light a fire.
But she complained about all that.
She
time.
Complained about it. Mm-hmm. These little critters are just everywhere. I covered my ears because I was scared.
Oh, I know. That poor Jennifer. I'll never forget that.
Episode. Oh, it was just awful. It was just
Scott
awful.
Scott pulled that thing out of her ear. Is like yeah. Helping her.
So now we're down to like our final three. Oh, good. Everybody's capturing the moment. There's a new feature on YouNow where you can capture little GIFs.
Oh, really? I don't know what's going on here.
So, yeah. Use your thumbs up and share. Thanks, Giselle.
Okay, I can't even see. I'll tell you when my thumbs, I know, right? I can see my thumbs.
Well, you can
okay.
See they're doing the little things like this, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
I know. I've just bandaged my mother up with the first aid kit.
Look at it, just not throw my thumb.
Mm-hmm. It's
there's
a little,
lot of people in here.
There's a lot.
My gosh.
There's a lot.
Oh my gosh. It's always good to see you all.
Oh, Robert Zuckerman, love you.
Love you too.
So now we have our final three, which is Michelle, Ty, and Aubrey. I keep wanting to say Aubrey.
Bracco.
Aubrey Brock, look at you.
Michelle Fitzgerald.
Yes.
And Ty Tane.
Yes. Well, good. Look at you.
I'm just not a
He's
pretty face.
He's not getting to you. Not just pretty, there's a mind here.
I am.
It's
very
covered in bandages, but there's a mind here. It's covered in gauze.
I'm not saying that John talks loud, but there's another reason for these gauze on my ears.
Well, I didn't know because of the pink bikini
yeah,
top.
Yeah, because like the pink yeah. Bikini. Yeah. Nice stuff.
So, yes, Sherry Blackberry says, Mom knows all.
Mom does know all.
Reality Recap says, maybe John's mom should do the updates because since you know all the names.
Like what? What do you have to say?
Well, just do all the updates since you know all the information. You know more information than I do.
Well, the update, we all know that Michelle won. That's the big update, right?
Right. And right? It's just a joke.
Oh, just a joke. Just
Dick Bausch. Thank you.
Thank you.
Love Survivor.
Thank you. Love Survivor.
Were you shocked that... Okay, so now we've got our three survivors. Now, I was watching it. We didn't watch it together, unfortunately.
Oh, no, I'm glad.
But I was like, okay, so Michelle's the pawn, right? For the final three. It's either going to be Audrey or it's going to be Tang.
I thought about this a lot.
Oh, my God.
Tang, Michelle.
It is Tang. Okay, go.
Okay. Ty.
Yeah,
so
Ty.
When it first happened, I was so shocked. It was like on episode 2.
Yeah.
When Tina beat out Cody. I was so shocked that Tina won. Then you have to kind of go back in your mind, why did she win? We were just fixed on Cody, what he did and how he was blamed.
Yeah.
Sort of like I was with Aubrey. Michelle came through. She kind of like sailed along. And when the going got tough, she was winning those challenges. She was playing the game. She was fighting, verbally fighting for
yeah.
her life. She, you know, she really was the winner.
I disagree.
What?
I think that, you know, it's outwit, outlast, outplay. And, you know, I don't mind if someone gets a little blood on their hands. Of course, Ty did because he wasn't really great with his alliances. But I thought that, you know, and even Aubrey, too, I thought kind of played a better game. Michelle did win, and I think she had a great social game. I mean, she stood strong. I absolutely agree with that. But as far as the winner...
She won more immunities challenges.
Did she?
Yes, she did. Gee, those last few ones that kept her in the game. Oh,
the last few ones absolutely kept her in the game,
yes. Kept her in the game, yes.
I don't know. To me, it seemed like the jury was a little bitter about how some of
the jury was strange.
The jury was strange. So then she got to vote one of them out, and she voted out Keith.
Neil. Oh, Neil is the one with the oozing big old sore on his leg that got medevac.
It was lower back, and he's the ice cream man. He makes ice cream. He's an entrepreneur. Okay, I know that name.
I don't big fat oozing sore on his leg.
Annie0615 thinks Aubrey should have won.
Well, I thought so at the beginning. Yes, I was surprised about Michelle. And like I said, I thought Aubrey should win, too.
You liked Aubrey.
Definitely. I mean, she was throwing up. She doesn't even look like the type that would even be out there, let alone for so many days.
Yeah.
She was a brain. She wasn't critters and
right.
Creepy, crawly things. And
Robert Zuckerman wants to know, am I allowed to announce that Caleb's going to be on the next season of Survivor?
For how long?
Well, I think he's got his strength back. He's gotten married.
He's just doing cameos now.
Loving kindness is John has Alzheimer's and his mom is helping him out. It's true. I think my bandages are too tight.
Look how red that's getting.
We choked to death.
Well, you know, we didn't see Player Joe that much, but we certainly did see Dr. Joe Riles quite a bit, 3 times.
And explain who that is in case someone's new to the broadcast.
Well, we saw him on the episodes when he was medevacing people out, mm-hmm. and when Sydney and Caleb and Debbie were all hyperventilating and dehydrated, mm-hmm. and...
Well, he's like from South Africa, the like South African accent. We saw him on the finale.
I thought
very attractive.
Right. I thought I was going to vote for him.
You were going to vote for him. You thought he was a player because you'd
seen
him
so much.
So much.
I saw him almost as much as Mark the Chicken.
Now, speaking of Mark the Chicken.
Yes.
He couldn't come back with Ty. Did that upset you?
Well, he was there, wasn't he?
At the finale at CBS in Los Angeles. He was at the finale...
Right.
So they do the voting and they do all of that at the location of Survivor. All the votes are cast and then they bring it to the United States and then they have the live finale. See, the Alzheimer transfers back and forth. Like the knowledge. It's like the knowledge.
I'm just being nice.
It's the knowledge gecko. So if I'm holding the gecko, then I have the knowledge. And then when you hold it, you have the knowledge. So see now.
This season was
But then
played,
I have an idol right here.
This season was played a year ago. And they were played 2 little seasons after that. Because I think they had to wait for everybody to heal.
Well, this season was shot before the last season, like with Kelly Wentworth.
Right.
Who I'm still trying to interview people. Okay.
Well, you know, she must be awfully busy, huh?
Kelly, she's so busy. She's got a job. She was out of town. Still going to get her. There's another season of Survivor coming up. We'll do something fabulous. Robert Zuckerman says John's mom's a star.
Yeah.
Natty T says we need a Russell kind. So like an evil person to be mean.
We didn't have enough evil people. We had stupid, dumb people, but we didn't have evil people.
Con for Space says hope Mark the Chicken has his own Survivor show. So Mark couldn't come back due to...
Restrictions.
Restrictions, country restrictions.
Travel
restrictions.
I'm sure they bought a little hotel for him.
I hope he didn't have a travel emergency, or he could have.
He's in a stew somewhere.
He's in a stew somewhere. Now, did it shock you that no one ate Mark? I mean, they're starving on that island. Would you?
I had a pet chicken.
You had a pet chicken.
I had a pet chicken growing up. Named Buttons.
Buttons the chicken growing up.
White. And I really couldn't eat chicken for many, many years.
You know, I'm making chicken tonight for dinner.
It's not buttons, I know. Buttons.
Well, it would be button jerky, chicken jerky. It was.
You know what I wanted to talk about?
What did you want to talk about?
Now, we have three people. Mm-hmm. We used to have two people. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
The big winner was between the two. The big winner got money. The runner-up got money.
Right.
And then we had another one that was like the favorite. Like Ty could have been the favorite.
Yeah.
You know, because he saved the chicken.
Right.
Even though he didn't really utilize any of his idols and his advantages.
Yeah.
And he did hurt feelings. That's true.
True.
He was out of his element, but he was very good at helping out and skimming up trees and things.
I think he was kind of in his element because he's a gardener, he's outdoors. I don't think anybody's element really is to starve, but I think he loves animals. And
he loves
the fact that he could convince people. I mean, it was so convincing. Sia, the music artist, gave him $50,000, which I'm shocked there's no fan favorite anymore. I didn't realize last season when Kelly Wentworth was on it, they didn't have a fan favorite. Sprint usually does that, but I think they got a little cheap.
You know, that's what I'm trying to say this without saying cheap.
Say it.
So I think we need the main winner, the second runner up should get at least $500,000. $500,000. Okay. And the fan favorite should get $250,000.
Well, you're just handing out money everywhere.
Look at, they buy islands and everything else. Those things aren't cheap.
They're leasing the islands for Survivor. They're not buying them.
I have a feeling they're making some good money off of this.
Oh, they're making excellent money off of this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I definitely think there should be a runner-up, like Big Brother has a runner-up, right? So, like, that person gets, what, $500,000, and then the runner-up gets $50,000. So who do you think? Let's pretend there is a runner-up prize. So Michelle wins. Out of Ty and Aubrey, who would get that runner-up prize?
I would say it's hard to tell.
Well, keep going. You have to keep talking. We're live.
Oh, okay. Does anyone have a better question?
No. I don't think Steph's surprised. Oh, no. Did you watch the Survivor on Price is Right Survivor? We did not, no. So who do you think would get the, Ty or Aubrey get the runner-up prize? You want to hear what I think?
Yes!
It's so, I was just staring at you because I've never seen you in a loss of words. I think Ty should have gotten it.
Gotten what?
Gotten the runner-up prize. I think he did the most work, you know. You stay with your lines until they're not working for you anymore.
Actually, I think he should have won, to say the truth.
I think so, too.
Ty should have won. He played the whole game. He went against his grain. He, you know, he had to hang around those scary guys.
Oh, scary men.
He was scared.
Those scary, straight tattooed men. Men.
Yes, he was so scared. He could take everything else, but not those scary men. Talking about what?
What? Penises and tattoos and cigarettes?
Motorcycles.
Yeah, and grease and oil.
Yeah, women.
Uh-huh, and vaginas and boobies. And Ty's like, no, my ears are bleeding.
No!
Not vaginas, no!
No!
I know. That I would have had to, you know, okay, Jeff, I'm out.
With bugs curling my ear, I'm gonna get big old sores.
I could eat just about anything, but
stop that kind of talk. What I really don't like is those bugs crawling around right when you come back to camp. You can see the bugs when the series starts.
Well, you know, that's editing. That's editing. Right. There you go. It's editing. It's put it in my mouth.
Oh, Dr. Joe!
I'm going to hang you by your immunity necklace.
Okay.
Yeah, so I agree. I think Ty would have been a better one. He played the game. You break alliances when they don't work for you anymore, and everybody was all bitter, especially the macho tattooed guys were like, oh, Ty betrayed us. That's what you're supposed to do. He played his game. He should have gotten it. I think Michelle did great, but as far as winning, I don't know. There's a lot of controversy around that.
Well, there's a lot of controversy about the whole thing with all the injuries and... You know, these players, I mean, the only one making big moves was Ty, when he wouldn't give up that idol.
Scott. Oh, yeah. Oh, wasn't that amazing? Just that was amazing.
So just when your heart will stop because big old
We saw Scott that together. We were screaming.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Scott, you big man. You big scary man.
No, I definitely. And I think Aubrey did a great game, too.
She did. It was all, you know, a mental game. She didn't really win too many. She was good at hurting the people.
Yeah, but she was good at strategy. She was influencing votes.
Michelle was good at...
Surviving.
Surviving.
Because she was the bottom of the alliance, of the heap.
Yeah, she was the bottom of the pecking order.
Now, would you ever do Survivor?
Never.
What if it was $2 million?
No, because I saw Joe. Joe and I are, you know.
Are what?
We're like in the same peer group.
Are what? Or peer group.
Yeah, we're in. Joe and I are like this. And I don't want to see me swelling up because I'm eating too much meat. And...
You don't want to eat buttons, the chicken.
I don't want to eat buttons, the chicken. And I, you know, like the turtle and the... He did win an immunity. That was great.
He did, which took him out of the game.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, did you have a chicken when you were growing up because you were poor?
I think everybody had chickens. I'm old, John.
Well, I think maybe everywhere was farmland then. Was there building?
Yeah, really. Well, I used to be walking in my prairie dress.
Robert Zuckerman, Amanda Zuckerman, you know Amanda. She was on Big Brother.
Yes.
Her and I are friends.
Her
father is in there. And he says,
Hi, Dad.
Robert says, would your mom eat Mark? The chicken.
Oh, the chicken.
Would you have eaten Mark on the island starving?
You know.
You wouldn't have to kill it.
Oh, of course I wouldn't do that. You know, I just couldn't. I would rather eat some bark. I would.
Not that chocolate, like almond roca bark I buy you at Costco.
Yeah.
No, like actual bark
pretzel
from a
bark.
Tree. Like bark from a tree.
I would eat bark from a
would
tree.
Would you eat like a maggot or a bug before you would eat bark?
No.
If you had to eat a bug or bark, would you?
No bugs.
So bark.
I would eat dirt first.
Before bark.
Mm-hmm.
There you got it.
I only get chicken breasts and cook it. I don't even want to know what the parts are like. I don't want to see a leg.
Or a wing.
A wing,
it used to be flapping.
No, no.
Well, they don't fly. Kind of. They glide.
Anyway,
they hover.
It's just not something that is...
Lisa D. Gingersnap says you can eat berries.
I love berries.
There you go.
I love berries and pistachios.
I don't know. Well, they're not at a farmer's market. Is that where you used to hunt? At a farmer's market?
I guess I would be called a... I wouldn't be called a hunter, that's for sure.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, all right, so...
Okay, now, what else?
So, what else? So, we're at the finale. We find Michelle has won.
Everybody's shocked.
There's a lot of controversy online.
Neil walks over and just lays into her.
I know.
It's very nasty.
But she did the right vote, though.
Yes, she did. Got rid of this negative
person.
But
when we learned the votes, we learned even if Neil didn't vote for her, she still would have won.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ty Ty didn't get one vote from his fellow
teacher. Ty, I know.
And Aubrey got two from her brain friend.
Yeah. All because I guess Michelle didn't get her hands a little bloody, but yeah, it was.
So it was like a non-player, like a Joe.
Well, it would have been worse if Joe won.
Michelle won, Joe could have won. Yeah, look at it. But I think Joe gave it his all.
I think he did too. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I don't think, you know, older people don't last that long. Like, it's usually get the old people out.
Right.
Early on.
Why didn't they do that? Oh, this one's got longer to last.
Maybe. Maybe it was just a test or a fun game to play.
He'll be the goat as long as he lives.
Let's see how long Joe's skin can stretch off his skull, of his bones.
You know, after they had time to heal up for a mm-hmm. year, you know, honestly, Joe looked pretty good. Everybody did. They all had, like, did you notice Ty's full face?
Oh, gosh, yes. It's always great to see them all cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
Who, Natty T says, who is your guys' favorite player of all time, top five?
Cody.
Oh, I like Cody.
I like Cody.
We like Kelly Wentworth.
I liked that guy that was always finding those idols and everybody hated him. Russell.
Russell. You like Russell Hantz?
Yes.
The one that was mean to everybody?
He was a survivor.
Well, now I know where all my issues come from. I can't wait to bring this up in therapy on Friday.
I thought it was Monday.
That's when yours is alone. Our group one is on Fridays. of course, Cochran, Maximus' mom.
No.
Really?
No. He reminded me of that redheaded guy in Big Brother. What was his name?
Andy. Andy's a friend of mine.
Oh, well.
Andy Heron.
Hi, Andy.
I don't know what happened.
I sure like Amanda.
You like Amanda?
I love Amanda.
Amanda Zuckerman, yes. We love Amanda. She's not on Survivor, so... But
her dad's right here.
Her dad's in the chat room. But the question was, let me bring you back.
Beep, 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 beep.
I have this handy. I could do it anytime. Yeah, Cochran played a good game, a second game. Yeah, he won.
Well, he would if he won.
Yeah.
Who else?
Who else?
Oh, that Tony with the tattoos from Brooklyn or wherever. Tony.
Oh, the cop.
Yeah, the cop.
That lied to everybody, yeah. And I love Tony, too.
Yeah.
He's a good, I'd love to see him come back.
Protagonist?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, if you were writing a story or a sitcom or a play with an art.
I like the protagonist, like Russell was one.
Well, too. You're kind of a protagonist in life.
Listen, vote on that chat room.
I'm the main character, and you're the protagonist. You're the yin to my yang.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Good. Okay.
So what else?
So what else happened? So we saw Sia. Sia is a huge Survivor fan, we found out.
Yes.
And just seeing Ty hugging her with that wig.
I was hoping to flip it up. So
I know.
Has anybody ever seen her?
Nobody's ever seen her, but what's nice is that she's so famous, she could actually go grocery shopping and nobody would know.
I think that's what she found out.
She could go to Safeway and nobody would know.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of smart.
I remember when you lived in L.A.
Oh, and I was bombarded at the grocery store all the time because of my celebrity-ness.
I wonder what shows they were watching.
I can barely go grocery shopping now.
I know.
With your reality recap, so.
We couldn't even go to the Joanne's material shop. Timbuktu here.
Okay, so Lisa Snaps says, which Which is worse, dehydration or dehydration and frostbite?
Well, frostbite, you risk losing limbs because the blood circulation is cut off.
Mm-hmm.
With dehydration, you just die completely, but your body is whole.
Neither one sound very good.
Well, what would you rather have? Live without fingers and toes, or just die whole?
I guess die whole, because I'm vain. Which would you rather?
Oh, die whole.
You couldn't survive with missing an arm and a leg and just be unstable trying to walk around.
It's bad enough the
doing real estate.
It's bad enough the way it is. Okay. To a certain age.
Trying to show housing, trying to get a listing.
Or then lock a door, okay?
I got all my fingers. You have to lean up against the wall with your head just to
Start locking the door. I could just kick it in probably better, huh?
Oh my gosh. Oh. Okay. Back to Survivor.
Why every day is a survivor this age?
It is. Do you wake up discovering all kinds of new little aches and pains?
I'm just gonna wake up.
There you have it. Every day is a blessing because you wake up. Well, I think it's like that for everybody.
Every morning I say, I greet this day with love in my heart.
And then you turn around and you cheer on people like Russell Hance. Boy, you are a phony baloney, aren't you?
It's just a game.
Life or the show? I have to remember that for therapy.
Okay.
So.
I didn't say it lasted all day.
Right. So was there anybody on the, because they didn't get a lot to a lot of the questions on the finale. And is there anything you wanted to hear from someone that we didn't hear from?
Well, you know, with the medevac and not very many challenges, it was kind of an odd thing. I wanted to hear maybe more from Aubrey. I wanted to, you know, I didn't think Taya.
I'm bringing up the cast right now. Ty.
I don't think Ty.
Who has the get going?
I don't think. Who's mine? Oh.
Here we go.
I don't think Ty had anything to apologize for.
Nobody should apologize for anything
he
that they
apologize.
Do.
No. I didn't see Scott or Jason Kyle apologizing.
Nobody did.
But I like that Jason Kyle was true to himself. He said he was a jerk.
He did, and I mean, yeah.
He said he was a jerk. He knows he's a jerk.
Well, he would be kind of the Russell Hance, I guess, of this season.
No, he without the brains. Oh! Russell was a... I didn't think...
If you're watching, call Jason.
No, don't, please. It's just the way they portrayed you.
Right.
It was their fault.
Well, he was kind of the mean one, is what I mean.
He was a real raw on the edges.
Well, he didn't treat women like he didn't remember their names. He was very rude to Alicia. He never said, oh, Alicia needs to leave now. The girl.
Yeah.
He was very chauvinistic, misogynistic.
I think he was insecure.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think guys like that just get really insecure around pretty girls that have got it all
together. Because their penises are tiny and they're just like, oh, she can never see it.
You know, a lot of men, it's hard for them to be around women that are smarter than them.
Or like pretty women can be intimidating.
Beautiful women, smart, beautiful women. You know, it just, some men can't handle it, especially when they're
so he has
ordinary looking and kind of, you know.
Average.
Average.
Like fleshy nipple, average, tattoo-y.
Odd tattoos.
If they didn't have any kind of pattern. Like, I like pattern. But then, you know, we've got the NBA player, Scott, had too many patterns, I thought, with his tattoos.
And he had a lot of room because he was so big.
But there was a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you see someone that, like, looks really great in a suit, and then all of a sudden they take off the thing, and they've got these dominatrix tattoos.
Really? I've never seen that before. Where are you seeing this? I don't know anybody with really tattoos.
It could happen, is what I'm saying.
I've seen them out in public.
Well, here especially, yeah. This is a coastal town of all kinds of deliciousness. Hillbilly deliciousness.
So anyway.
All right, so
let's get back to the medevacs. First, it was Neil. Wasn't
sure.
It? Yeah, Neil.
Yeah.
That big, ugly, oozing sore on his leg. Then the second one was, I thought, going to be Aubrey or Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
But, boom, Caleb was taken away. Right?
Well, Caleb, we learned, had the worst of the injuries.
And it's a good thing they were right there on it to take him out of there and right to help. For such a healthy-looking guy.
Absolutely healthy.
He probably gave it all he had.
Right.
Yeah.
But we knew he was fine because then he would go on You Now and tell everyone.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Tell everyone. I didn't know.
He was medically evacuated. Before the season started.
He did?
He did. We all knew.
Well, when you're saying we all, I guess.
All of us here in the chat room. Hi, guys.
Did you all know?
Tell me,
will you please? Oh, you did, did you?
Oh, look, listen, there's a little helicopter.
Oh, how cute.
Here's our medevac helicopter.
There goes Dr. Joe Rawls. There he goes again. He's our hero.
I can't even see it.
Where is it? Get out of the way. Where is it? It has to be.
It's
Oh, how sad.
Let's tilt it up a little bit.
Well, just bring it up a little bit and you can see it.
Just let it fix itself. So a lot of medevacs, there it is right there.
Oh, it looks like a...
A gnat.
Oh, yeah. It looks like it might be going for the hummingbird feeder right there.
Well, snake is. But no, everyone looked good at the reunion. Joe looked really good. 72, he's a good looking man, isn't he?
He absolutely is.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't seem like you were real bonded. Maybe it's because they had been apart so long, too.
So who do you think, because we've got the cast right here, we're looking at it. Who do you want to see, like, with Second Chances, if they do another Survivor Second Chance?
I would like to see Julia and Caleb. I mean, you said he's going to be on it, but Julia.
No, that was just a joke.
It was? You said he was coming back and that was
not sure. Everything on the internet's real.
Oh.
But you can have a vote right now.
I'm voting Caleb and Julia. I'd like to see them.
Really? See, I want a Debbie.
Debbie was a little...
I loved Debbie. I love that she can make water out of urine and then also host at the Red Lobster and see people. If that's not a wide range, and develop a vaccine. You know, I think... If that's not a wide range.
If I knew how to do all that, I don't think I'd be on a show trying to win $1 million. It seems to me I already have $1 million.
Now, would you want to see Sydney come back? You like Sydney?
I love Sydney. I was just kind of disappointed for being so fit that she only won one thing.
Well, muscles don't really translate. We've got technical difficulties. Just
up. It's okay. Everybody.
We're being attacked. This is a slight delay. Thank you, Sherry Blackberry. Yes, praying for a Debbie revival. Yes, Maximus' mom, Debbie. Yes, I think I'm going to steal her to be my mommy, says Elisa D. Ginger's. Yes.
I like Jim.
Con for space is my wardrobe malfunction. Absolutely. Well, the spider is just really trying to get in your ear. It's trying to get in your ear.
Kudos to you, Jennifer, for...
But... Are you all... Oh my gosh, why aren't I drinking? Okay, I know.
Any questions?
All right, so now we've learned that the next Survivor is going to be, what is it, Generation X versus, yeah, Millennials versus Generation X.
What do you consider yourself?
Falling apart.
It's been a tough Survivor.
I'm Generation X.
So Millennials. So Millennials.
So Millennials are the are basically kids that have grown up not knowing what it's like to not have internet.
Yes. Yes. So they just assume that everybody knows what they know.
So, like, you know, like,
so they can do things five times faster than you, right?
Not that they can do things five times faster. If it's five times for me, it's 1,800 times faster than you. So, you know, you kind of have this work ethic that you've grown up with, that you've transferred onto me.
I wish I would just...
But these new millennials, you know, they don't want to work for companies for long periods of time. They don't need, like, the gold watch that, you know, your people needed in your day.
I never wanted a gold watch.
But you know what I mean? It's a figure of speech. It's not an actual watch. But you know how you work for a company for 50 years and then retire and then, you know, it's the golden age.
Yes.
Right, like that ethic. Like, mm-hmm. That doesn't exist anymore. Right. People can just... do this and just make just millions and trillions of money.
Well, because you can work remote. You don't have to pack a lunch and go in the office anymore.
Right, because people don't have to go in the office. That's like, right. I don't go in the office for work. No, right. I don't.
No.
Maximus' mom says...
And I don't either.
Maximus' mom says, I can't imagine the fun around the Thanksgiving table.
It is fun, isn't it?
I should do a GoPro.
John is a great cook. John is a fantastic cook.
Thank you.
Everyone knows it.
Oh, thank you.
Now you all know it. And you're all invited for Thanksgiving. John will cook.
There you have it. My mom's house is big enough to support
everyone. Come on over. No, it's like having John here is like what big old
party, big old
ongoing slumber party,
an ongoing slumber party, and also having like a chef.
Exactly.
It's like I'm making dinner after this.
Oh boy, Vance is so excited, isn't he?
Isn't he?
Yeah, because I know for sure I'll be having some good food now.
I know. Once I got back. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, millennials are kind of those know-it-all kids that, you know, you just see that work for these, you know, see a lot of them in big companies like Microsoft or Google that just kind of know everything, and they really don't, and they don't slow down enough because they're so into technology. And
they're like robotic.
Well, they're not actual robots. No.
But they seem robotic.
Well, they see things in a different way because the world's changing.
Yeah.
So it's Generation X versus Millennials. What do you think that's going to be like for something as raw as Survivor?
Well, they'll have all their toys taken away. They'll have to talk to each other.
So no IMing.
No IMing.
No chat rooms.
No little thing on their wrist to tell them how fast they...
No Fitbits.
No Fitbits. How are they going to live? Where are
they going to live? They might just dehydrate and die. Or get...
Do they know how to drink water? I don't... So we have to feed them water.
Or a little juice bottle.
What are they going to do? They don't know where water comes from.
Oh, absolutely.
No.
So are we going to watch? Are we going to recap that?
Well, I'd like to watch that because who do you think has the more advantage?
I think Generation X does because we know both ways.
Yeah.
Millennials don't.
Old enough to be dangerous.
I know. We know, I think, somebody that's on that just wrapped up the season.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
I don't know if I'm going to say anything.
I don't know.
Yeah. Our good friend Jeffrey Marks has a friend.
That has a friend?
Mm-hmm. Our good friend Mark Harlow has a good friend that's on this next season, so we're excited about that. Kendall W. says, it's my birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kendall W.
Happy birthday to you
and many more. See? Now everybody's Alice is like, it's my birthday.
Another one?
We're going to be singing the whole hour.
Okay. Any anniversaries?
Oh, I know.
I'll get some candles. I'll make a cake.
Well, this has been such a fun season with Survivor. Anything that you want to talk about that we missed? Anybody on the cast that you're going to miss for a little bit?
Nope.
We didn't talk to Peter a lot, Obama, a.k.a. Obama.
He was out first.
Oh, he wasn't. Daryl was.
Oh, Daryl. These people didn't last long.
Are you getting your black people confused? Is that your generation? No, what I meant to say, I'm only joking, everybody. I'm colorblind. Is it really black and white?
Black and white. They're all black.
Well, we didn't see a lot from Obama, from Peter.
Actually, we didn't hear anything from anybody.
No. And I wish, you know, I really...
I didn't really bond with anybody.
You bonded with Sydney. You bonded with Ty. You bonded with Audrey.
Not really.
You wanted them to win.
Compared to the rest, yeah.
Well, it's kind of bonding.
Not like it was before.
Well, you could play Survivor. You're a little cutthroat. You can really detach really easy.
Now, what I would like them to do is bring in
quality.
The first one. We need to bring back the first and second runner-up and be all surprised.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to bring back the fan favorite. And we need, what else? We need them to win more money.
Now, I thought Neil was cute. Like, he would be, it was my type. Why are you looking at me like that? And I was really, up until he said that to Michelle, I thought it was gross and bad sportsmanship. I really did.
He was absolutely venomous to some things whose nerves were just shot sitting there. And then he just pushed over and she started crying.
Maximus' mom says Neil was creepy. He was. When he said that to Michelle, I thought that was creepy. Even though I didn't agree, maybe Michelle completely deserved it because we love our tie, but... What he said, it was stupid. It's a game. Get over it, Ice Cream Man. He threw a fit like his ice cream had melted in his hand.
I know. I watched it.
The tantrum, like a little child.
Venomous.
Venomous child with a big bite in there.
Right, yes. Brought tears to her eyes.
Do you think it would be smart for CBS and Survivor Mark Burnett to have an all-star old people cast?
No.
No. they could play like Jen and on the island.
It would be like slow motion. Slow motion Survivor.
Or like, are they bionic? No, they're just old.
What games would they play? It could be diving and climbing.
Love and Kindness is Neil is funny on Twitter, though. Oh, that's good.
That's really good to know.
That is great to know.
Yeah, we just don't know all the backstory here.
So we're making it up.
Well, we're only based upon what was shown to us, so.
Yeah, I definitely, out of this cast, I mean, I didn't even mind Caleb.
I know
Eric has different views, but I don't mind Caleb.
Well, Caleb was portrayed pretty bad in Big Brother. I mean, he was like stalking that one girl.
Oh, and, yeah.
You know, it was
creepy.
It was creepy.
It was a little creepy.
It was creepy. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, cutest can thought. Be. Oh, cutest. Stalkers can be. Hey.
Who knew?
There's some good looking serial killers that have.
Ted Bundy.
Well, look at here. It just comes out, doesn't it? Boy, all the little stuff. I'm sorry, you wake up and say what again?
I try to start my day out as best I can.
And that lasts all...
I don't know.
From your walk from your bedroom to your kitchen?
I'm just saying I try, John.
Hey, A for effort. Absolutely. No, I would love to see Ty back. I'd love to see Debbie back. Love me some Debbie. And Audrey, I'd love to see her back too.
Audrey.
Yeah.
You know, she grew so much as a person for the way she was portrayed. Remember, she was kind of like just a little chunky smart girl?
Mm-hmm.
And then throwing up and... And she slimmed down and got with the program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she did really, really good. Mm-hmm.
They needed next season, I hope that they have some real intense personalities. Like a whole bunch of Debbies and a whole bunch of Ties and a whole bunch of Russells. And
see, I'm not a big Russell. Like, even the cousin that was on there with the weird tattoos and was... And then he went on again, and he was knocking stuff over.
I liked him the first time. Russell was on the first time.
Numbers 2007. Let's see if we've got that announcement yet. No, didn't have that yet. We don't, but I'm really looking forward to the millennials because...
Is that what said? I became a fart? What does that say? Ah!
A fan.
Oh, a fan.
Nobody becomes a fart. Russell was entertaining. His nephew was creepy, says Maximus Mall.
True.
That was it. It wasn't his cousin. It was his nephew. The nephew was weird. He fixated on that blonde girl.
Ooh,
he ended up getting her kind of voted out. Yeah. And he was just like, oh, Lord, save me from all. She's tempting me, Lord. And it was just.
She was just trying to drink some water.
I know. I'm just trying to drink some water. Sitting there in the river, oh Lord, oh she's tempting me, Lord.
She looked my way.
She's just bending to try to get some water
to live. Didn't take much, really.
Yeah. So we don't need.
Okay. So what else are they saying here? Oh, fart. That one does say fart. Kendall W. That says fart.
All right, I guess it's starting to freeze a little bit, so let's wrap it up. Any final words for the season?
Well, I'm glad it's over.
There you have it, everybody. Little Miss Positive daily affirmation, but it's over.
You know, I appreciate everybody that went out amongst all those bugs and had things crawling all over
you
them.
You know, we just give them all a hand for that.
Bit up.
Yeah, and the bugs in the ears and stuff.
This was
Nope, I agree. And Parawolf, I have not forgotten. I'm getting Kelly. I'm still working on it. So don't worry. I know she's busy. I have her. We're texting. So we're going to
have lunch with Kelly yesterday, and she said that she would work you in her schedule.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
See? So we'll fix all that out. All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We love doing the Survivor show with you. We really appreciate you guys hanging in there with us, even though it's a week later. But we have fun.
Yeah.
We have fun. Always. And we hope you guys have fun with us, too. And we love you. And don't forget to check all of our Survivor stuff out at yourrealityrecaps.com. Follow me everywhere at Comedy Jonah on Facebook, Pinterest, everywhere, Snapchat. And, of course,
if you want me back on the show, just tell Eric and John.
Yeah. 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 She's got her immunity necklace, but it gets taken away after this show, so she'll have to earn it back.
My last day. My last day.
Unless you vote. And don't forget to follow Eric at Reality Recaps on Twitter.
Thank you, David.
All right, guys. Thank you, David. We love you guys. Mwah, mwah, mwah.